You are listening to the Trucking Nation podcast brought to you by TruckLogix.com. And I'm your host, Misty Noel, and let's get started. How are you, Trucking Nation? I hope you're enjoying this wonderful fall weather, especially if you're in the South. It hasn't been too bad lately. I know up north it's been getting... I had a friend driving through Wyoming not too long ago, and they got hit with a blizzard. I was just like, already? But I guess that's just the way of the world, and I don't know much about weather in anywhere else in the country because I've been stuck in the South all my life, but I'm making it a goal to do some traveling here soon, so don't you worry. I'm going to get educated on the ways of the world, but... Other than that, I do have some really interesting stuff to talk about today. Right? What a change. But, TruckLogix got some new updates. We're going to talk about that. And also kind of go over some trucking future, like what's coming. I feel like they just haven't presented the information the right way to the industry, or especially to the truckers, really, to make it where it's something that you're excited about. So we're going to talk some more about that. And then, you know, of course, I got some health and wellness stuff we're going to talk about. And then, you know, I'm going to let you know where you can get all your renewals done, because it's renewal season. It is upon us. And I mean, you got to get so much stuff renewed before the first of the year. And I'm going to tell you exactly where to go to get that done. So let's get started on TruckLogix's new updates. I mean, We're pretty excited about these updates because it just made the program a whole lot easier for you guys to use. Now, one of the big ones, this isn't one that'll make it easier to use, but we changed the wording orders to loads, because that's just how y'all do it, right? So we got up to speed with you guys, and we got that set up for you. Now, one of my favorite updates, because odometer readings just kind of, they get a little annoying after a while when that's not really something that you track, when you don't use it to track. I mean, you know what I'm saying. But now you can create your trip sheets with your dispatches without having to use odometer readings. It's like a cool little setting. You can just turn it off, and it's not going to ask for it, and it's just going to do it by distance, which is how it should do. And then all this mileage that automatically goes onto your IFTA return. So by the time it's, you know, when it's time to file the IFTA return, then all of your mileage and everything goes automatically there. You just got to click a button and you're done. So, and if you're not too sure of how IFTA filing works with TruckLogix, it's actually pretty interesting. It's a kind of track as you go type deal. So every time you deliver a dispatch, you'll just complete a trip sheet with that dispatch, make sure the miles is there, make sure everything's good to go. You click save and you're done. And it's just going to, the program's going to automatically track those miles and put them on the IFTA return, and also neatly organize them in a couple of different reports for you. So you can pull up a fuel report, a truck log. You can see everywhere everybody's been. And it's pretty cool. Or I at least think it is, and you guys would too, right? But it just makes it a lot easier for you when you're getting ready to file IFTA, or you just need to check a trip, or you just need to make sure the routing stops are ready to go. Everything's done for you. It's pretty cool. A couple of other ones actually come in for more dealing with your money. And one of the big ones, a big request we've been getting in, and we got this update for you guys, is to track negative settlements for drivers. You know, no two trucking businesses have the same management process. I learned that one pretty quickly after talking with you guys on the phone. Like, everybody does it a bit different. So that's always fun to learn, especially how you guys manage your business so that we make sure the program fits your needs. So, you know, we want to have just everything built right in to fit any management need. I mean, all of them, because I'm serious, everybody is different. And so this update allows negative settlements to be recorded and displayed in the deduction section of your driver settlement. And negative amounts will carry over week to week, and you'll never lose track of what your drivers owe. And it also, it explains it on a driver settlement, so there's never like a dispute on pay or anything. Everything's clearly listed out on that settlement for your driver, so they never have to ask, like, hey man, what is this? Like, you never run into that problem. It's all very clearly entered in on those driver settlements. And a lot of you drivers, I know y'all really appreciate that. So you know, like, where expenses went, or if anything was deducted, you know why. You also get on driver settlements. You also get to see the miles that you've done for that length of time that it's for, like all the logs, like where you went, all of it. It's there for you. So you're never just, they don't just give you a number and you have to guess what happened to your money. It doesn't work that way at all with TruckLogic. So a lot of you guys appreciate that. A few other ones. Now, we got some new profit and loss report enhancements. So we've added new terms and updated others on the profit and loss report. So when you generate a P&L report, you're going to see the miles, the income, the expenses, and revenue, with breakdown showing your cost per mile, revenue per mile, and profit per mile. So you'll know where every cent of your money is going and how it got there. And I've been over, I know I've talked a few of you guys about profit and loss reports and just, you know, working with you guys to figure out your cost per mile and, you know, that revenue per mile and your profit per mile and going into profit margins. I've worked with a lot of you guys figuring this stuff out. And so before, I mean, a lot of it, you had to do the calculations by hand. And a lot of, I've worked with a lot of you, so I know this stuff inside and out by now. But we made that so much easier. So now, I mean, just when you're tracking all those finances in the program, when you enter in like haul-in charges and everything, that just automatically goes into your P&L reports along with income and everything else. And we automatically do all the calculations for you. So you can just set it for any time, date range, truck, or any, however you want to filter the info, you can get it. Now, some new ones that we got were user requests. This one was highly requested, was just to have manual dispatch numbers attached to some of you guys out there. Like, you don't deal with loads at all. You just do dispatches. And you need a way to create your own numbers to match, like the dispatch, like the order or anything that you're getting from your customers or something, so that you can quickly go in and search for something if you need to, or instead of having, you know, separate reference numbers, we don't have none of that now. Now you can do your own manual dispatch numbers to match either your number system or to match what you get from your customer or just whatever your little heart desires. That's all there for you. We also have the driver's name will display with active dispatches on your dashboard. So if you need to assign drivers to some new dispatches coming in, you can easily see who's already assigned and who's out on the road and who's not available. So that's just right on your dashboard page. It's right in front of you. And so it just makes life a lot easier, right? Now, if you're tuning in for the first time, you're not sure what TruckLogic is, it's a complete business management program, and we have packages for lease drivers, independent, small fleet, large fleet, mid fleet, like everybody, anybody and everybody can use this program in the trucking industry. And if we'd love for you to try it out, and you can just go to trucklogix.com. There's a nice little highlighted free trial button in the top right, and just click on that and get started, or just give us a call at 704-234-6946, and we'll be more than happy to talk to you about it and hook you up with a 30-day trial and, you know, give you a free personal demo and just answer any questions you have, because we are always here to help you out. And okay, so that's all of our latest updates. And if you just want more information, of course, just give us a call or shoot us an email at support@TruckLogix, and we'll just answer anything you want to know. But going back into kind of what I said in the beginning, it is renewal season. And I mean, there's just so much stuff you guys got to update before the first of the year. And a lot of the deadlines are coming up for November. And I mean, they're all due by the end of December. And the best people to talk to about that are Truck Services of North America. I mean, they just, they really know their stuff. They get everything done quickly for you. They do everything over the phone, which I love. I think that's the best thing. If you're going to be doing that stuff for truckers, you have to be able to do it all over the phone. And I would just love for you guys to, you know, check them out, give them a call, and here's a little bit more information on what they can do for you coming up, and then we're going to talk about some health and wellness.
It's time to renew your registrations. Timing isn't the best, but you don't have to let it stress you out when someone else can handle all the paperwork for you. Truck Services of North America are prepped and ready to take care of all your renewals for the new year so you can enjoy the holiday season and drive right into 2016 with no problems. Contact Truck Services of North America today at 803-386-0320 and get the ball rolling.
Okay, now that we're back, so do call Truck Services North America if you need to get that done, or if you have a buddy that you know needs to get that done and they're kind of the procrastinator type where they're going to wait till the very last second and you're just like, man, you're going to get hit with so many fees, it's going to make your head spin. Give them that info and tell them to call them. I'm serious. They'll hook them up and everybody will be good to go and you won't ever have to stop driving, right? Okay, so I wanted to just talk super quick about a couple of health and wellness things going on, because usually I do something about like diet or mental health or, you know, something like that. But I wanted to try and get something different for you guys because it is the end of the year. And I know a lot of people get into like resolutions and stuff at the end of the year, and usually those don't work out. But what I want to propose to you, and this is also to help your mental health, to kind of get you through, because, you know, I mean, depression hits us all kind of hard and during this time of the year. It's just, what do they call it, seasonal depression, whatever. I don't like to think about it that way. I don't like going to doctors anyway. I feel like every time I go, they tell me something else is wrong. It's like, it's ever happened to you? Happens to me all the time. But, you know, something good to help combat that, or just to, you know, keep your spirits up, especially holidays are coming through. It's going to get busy. You know, you're going to have to start spending money. It's stressful. So what I propose is to set a couple of goals, just simple goals for yourself for the end of the year. And it might not be weight loss. I would never look at weight loss as the goal. I would look at eating healthy as the goal for, I don't know, like a week or 2 weeks. You want to eat like completely healthy or just no fried food. Those are some really great goals that anybody can reach, and they're really easy, and it's not going to disappoint you. Like weight goals, they disappoint you if you don't meet them and you just get upset and then you go and eat really bad food. So I would stay away from those, but maybe set like a food goal. Like you want to eat healthy the like 2 weeks out of November, or you want to eat healthy through Thanksgiving or before Thanksgiving so that you can eat all the wonderful, delicious food that people are going to make. So that's one way. Or I know a lot of you guys, I mean, you pride yourself in your driving. You're professional drivers. It's what you get paid to do. And safe miles are a big thing in this industry. So if you've had a whole year thus far of safe miles, try and make that your goal for the end of the year, to finish out the year strong with however many safe miles either you want to get to or you just want to complete the last few months, you know, with no problems, no hiccups. I don't believe there's any big inspection blitzes coming through. I think the big ones are kind of over because they know you guys are going to be so busy these next few months. I mean, it's about to get crazy. But that's always a really great goal. And that one's not just good for you. It's good for your business. It's a good thing that you can brag about, like professional-wise, maybe help you increase your rates. Be like, look, I'm a million-mile safe driver. Like, you got to pay me more now. That's always like a really great way to go about it. Or especially if you want to do rate negotiations, like safe miles or anything dealing with that, that is always a great way to put in that and try and get those rates up. Because, you know, I mean, it's what helps get you pay more. And, you know, we want to keep you guys around. We don't want you leaving. So those are some good goals. I mean, there's a couple of other ones you could probably think of. Like maybe you want to be able to, I don't know, walk 5 miles. Or maybe there's like a marathon or one of those cancer walks or something. Maybe you'll be home, be like, hey, man, that'll be something great I could look forward to. I could set it as a goal, you know, walk around the truck stop a couple times, or Or, you know, like simple goals, or keeping your cab clean, like completely spotless, or gypsy clean that thing. You know what I'm talking about? But just simple goals that you know that you can reach, or that you're going to have to push yourself to reach. Those are really great to set up right now. Any type of exercise goal will be amazing. But I'm telling you, those safe mile goals, those ones are some of my favorites. And I love to read the articles when you guys reach that stuff, because, I mean, that is just an amazing feat in and of itself. Okay, so now I kind of skipped this in the beginning. I just kind of breezed through my show notes a bit sometimes. But I wanted to talk about, I knew I needed a little extra time to talk about this, but I wanted to get into the future of trucking. Because you guys know, we all know, all the articles are out there. There's tons of technology they're throwing at you, autonomous vehicles and stuff. But I feel like they've kind of neglected in sharing the big picture for this type of innovation. Now, of course, they give you little bits and pieces, like, you know, it's a driver shortage. So they're trying to do the autonomous vehicles that they could put into a road train, and they would just like automatically follow, like you'd have a driver and like a follow the leader truck that would just follow it around. But I mean, that sounds cool and all, but they fail to like really drive it in that drivers are still needed. Like, I feel like they kind of failed on that front, because they're like, all this new technology, and they never push that the drivers are still needed for this stuff. Or, you know, they still need they need that human reaction to stuff. And I was reading like an article, just like, I mean, it had the big picture totally and completely just laid out for you, especially with, you know, the new truck innovations. They're going toward these autonomous trucks, but for good reason. I mean, they're planning on building. I mean, this stuff is many years out, but within like 30 years, they have plans to build like mega infrastructures of bridges that will connect major land masses. I mean, they're looking like serious, like this is a serious thing. They are seriously looking into building some type of land bridge that will connect Alaska with Russia. Like, could you just imagine that? Like, that is ridiculous. See, I just couldn't imagine how big that has to be. And just like what engineering feat has to go into that to deal with the cold and the ice. But this is like a serious thing. Like, they want this to happen. They're also looking to build an enormous land bridge down in South America that will connect like Argentina with Panama. And so, I mean, and they're like, you know, it wouldn't be uncommon for a truck to drive from Argentina, and it could drive all the way to Russia. Like, this is where that technology is going to come, like, in handy, especially with those autonomous vehicles where you could do, like, that cruise control, basically, and the truck drives itself for a little bit. Especially, like, could you imagine a haul that long? Jeez Louise, that's ridiculous. But this is a real thing that they're seriously looking into. And especially in Europe, they're looking at these huge land, like, these giant land bridges to connect the entire, like, all of Europe with Africa and like China and Asia, like everything. They want to connect it all. So, I mean, that just blows my mind anyway, but it's a really cool thing to think about. So that's when it kind of goes into, you know what, like, innovation is a good thing, but I just don't think that they've put out enough information about there saying, you know, drivers are still needed. So with the autonomous vehicles, and especially, I don't know if you saw the article a long time ago on, maybe it was Overdrive or CDL Life, where they were showing the autonomous, like the construction trucks, where it had like the follow the leader truck that was autonomous. I mean, it would just follow the leader truck, and that way, and it's for the protection, you know, for construction crews like during the day, because I never even knew that they had like basically a hit truck that's supposed to be out in front to kind of protect everybody. And that's the truck that just gets hit if somebody's driving too fast or not paying attention, so it doesn't hit the construction crew. Never even knew that was a thing. I'm just totally not paying attention to life. I was like, I'm just not doing it right. And they were saying, you know, they used to have actual, like, a person has to sit in this truck and basically is just waiting to get hit. And so now they're using this technology, like, it is being used right now, and they have this, like, little truck that follows another one, and so that truck could get hit and hopefully not damaging, and it wouldn't damage anyone inside of it because no one's there, and then, you know, it just offers extra protection. So this is stuff being tested out now. Like, it's not far from happening, and they have, like, really cool ideas to create, you know, convoys and stuff of autonomous vehicles driving down the road where you guys can, like, I don't know, the computers do this fun, like, syncing thing. It's very, very Star Trek, very, very space age type deal. But, you know, they get within a certain amount of each other, and then that way it increases the fuel efficiency and decreases drag. And I don't know, if I had any other cool words to throw in there, I totally would. So it's just really interesting what they have in store. But just know that you guys are still going to be needed. Nobody's trying to push drivers out and make it totally robots. You know, this isn't like an iRobot movie, you know, with the truck that just drove itself with nothing else around it. It doesn't seem like that's what they're going towards, but they just failed to really get that information out. So I'm kind of excited. In the next few months, they're supposed to be coming out with some new things. And there's a few more articles coming out with just infrastructure ideas, which is a big deal right now. I know we're dealing with some infrastructure things in South Carolina. If you've driven on these roads, like, let me tell you, watch out. Be careful on 77. There's a few potholes, but they did. I'm in Rock Hill, and they repaved a big section between, like, Fort Mill and Rock Hill on 77. And I hit that pavement, and it's, like, so smooth and nice. Just, I don't know, it makes me happy. Does brand new pavement make you happy too? Like, I just get excited. And maybe because I have a really fast car and I maybe don't pay attention to the speed limit like I should. But I really do try, and I'm always very careful around truckers, I promise. So if you guys ever see, like, a black Mustang with blue racing stripes just going a little too fast on the interstate, you know, give me a honk and I'll slow it down. But it's just, when you got fresh pavement, it's just, it's kind of hard to do. Okay, so that's really all I want to talk about today. Oh, and don't forget, there's some new regulation stuff coming out. We're supposed to have something on e-logs by the end of October, which is this month. I haven't seen any articles about it, so I'm guessing we're going to hear stuff about it in November. There's also, like, hours of service stuff are coming back up, and tons of new regulations. Everybody's looking at them, but you know how these things go. It takes a while to actually get any type of decision, and then there's that two-year, like, implement period type deal. You know what I mean. So do be on the lookout on that. You know, it's good to stay informed and just know what's going on. I feel like it helps you out in the industry. And, you know, you guys have the opinion. You're actually doing the work. And so do voice it. OIDA has tons of ways for you to just get your comments in to let, you know, lawmakers and stuff know how you feel and how it's going to affect you. And you can always find out more information on their website. Become a member if you want to. I mean, they just have tons of stuff where they're really trying to fight for your rights and making sure the industry is going to work for you and not against you. All right, you guys, so that was my little spiel. I hope you enjoyed it. I know I've been gone for a few weeks, but I'm going to be back regularly every week with a new show. And I hope you enjoyed this one because, you know, I love talking to you guys. So just, I'll leave you with this. You know, you get what you give in this world. So try to be kind and enjoy the ride. And I will talk to you next week. Bye.